You will even walk unharmed among the fiery powers of darkness, trampling every one of them beneath your feet. Hallelujah. And then verse 14 says, for he is the Lord. He is the Lord. It is the Lord that has spoken to me. Because you have delighted in me. This is what the Lord said. Because you have delighted in me as my great lover. Hallelujah. I will greatly protect you. I will set you in a high place, safe and secure before my face. Now listen to this. I will set you where? In a high place before my face. And I like that. He gonna keep me before his face. And that means if I'm before his face, he's looking at me all the time. And he sees everything the enemy tries to do. And now listen to this. He sees everything the enemy tries to do to me. And this is what he said in John chapter 14. He said, I will send you another comforter. The Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost. And this is one of the things that he said he would do. He said, it's a couple of things he said. He said he will guide you into all truth and he will show you things to come. That means he'll let me see what the enemy is trying to pull, expose them with the light. And I take the name of Jesus. I take the word. I take the blood and I put that joker on the run. I'll tell him, no, you don't. You stop right there. Get yourself off my premises. Get yourself off out of my life. Get your stuff out of here. Get it out of my business. Get it out of my family. And you get out of here because we belongs to God. Hallelujah. And so he said he would do it and he'll keep us before his face. Now listen to this verse 15. I will answer him and I will answer your cry for help every time you pray. Ooh, I love prayer. That's why I pray. Hallelujah. Because every time I pray, he answers me. Glory to God. He said, I will answer your cry for help every time you pray. And you will find and feel my presence even in your time of pressure and trouble. You know, pressure can be on, but I know God is there. I know God is bigger than the pressure, bigger than the trouble. Hallelujah. And I will be your, and I will be your glorious hero and give you a feast. Oh, he said, I will be what? Your glorious hero and give you a feast. Other words, he's going to throw me, you, us a party. He's going to throw us a party. What is a party? Good time. Let the good time roll. Because God is good and God is giving out good things. Let the good time roll. You know what? You know what James said? Every good gift. James, this is 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness. I love that. There is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God is good all the time, and God is good to all that call upon him, all that trust in him, all that yield to him, all that obey him. So you don't have a thing to fear. You don't have a thing to be upset about. You just listen and obey and do what the Lord instructs you to do. Listen to this final verse. You will be satisfied with a full life and with all that I do for you. You will be satisfied with a full life and all that I do for you. For you will enjoy the fullness of my salvation. Glory be to God. You will enjoy the fullness of my salvation. Listen to what John 10 said. I'm just talking about God protection and we're his children. And we're just not going to draw back. We're not going to back up because of trouble. We're not going to turn and look for a hole to hide in. No. We are going to keep walking by faith. We're going to keep trusting in God. We're going to keep believing and let others know that who don't know him, they can know him because God loved you. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. Boy, he's given us all kind of promises. When you believe God, trust God, he protects you. You'll never perish. You'll never be by yourself. Glory to God. You'll not starve. You'll not die. You'll live out your days on this earth. And after you live out your days, you will spend eternity with him. And he will, and we will spend eternity just in awe of the thing that God will show us throughout the eternities of the eternity. Oh, what a marvelous God. What a mighty God.